Okay, well, here is where I will say what I almost always do, except I'm going to change it just a teeny bit tonight because we are starting a new book. So I will say, turn with me, if you will, to the start of that new book, which is the book of, in most English Bibles, Numbers. In Hebrew Bibles, it is Bamidbar. And what I like about this one, of course, is that, and by the way, verse 1, chapter 1 is where we're going to start. But anyway, this is the place where the Numbers are actually not a bad name for the book, so that one is appropriate. And I also really like the Hebrew name as well, because that's where it takes place, the whole book, and that is indeed the story where it takes place, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And as you know, we will look for the first unique words in the in this case, the parsha and the chapter and the book. And it goes like this: And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt. And he said, now in the English it says, take you the sum. Okay, that's not what it says in the Hebrew. And I like the Hebrew better here too, because what it really says is, lift up the head. At Rosh, the head. Lift up the head of all of the congregation, Kol Edat, of B'nai Israel. All of them, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of their names, every male, by their polls. Now, the reason why I like the head count as opposed to the just take a census is because this idea of lifting up the head to make a count, I think is kind of, charming. Because what we're going to see here is there is a lot of emphasis on the individual. The individual is going to be counted. When you lift up the head, you see their face, you know who they are. And it also tells us it's by their families, by their father's houses. So not only is it organized, but it's also going to make sure everybody has a place and we know where they are, by their father's houses, every male, by their polls. Now, what is also clear here by the specification is this is from 20 years old and up. So we're not counting teenagers, we're not counting babes, we're not counting infants. All of those that are able to go forth to war in Israel. You shall number them by their hosts, even you and Aaron. So this is an assignment for both Moshe and his brother Aaron. Going to go out and lift up the head and count all these folks. And there is one other thing that I think is interesting. I had a discussion this week with a guy that I admire and has a really good scriptural understanding as well. And he has another take on this word ha'am, right? The people. Ha'am. Of course, we know that's what it means, literally, the people, ha, the, and people, am. But his take is, and it's borne out by this chapter number one here in Numbers, it literally means the militia, too. So that's what we're counting. We're counting the militia. All of those who are able to go to war, males above the age of 20. You shall count them, number them by their hosts, you and Aaron. And there with you shall be a man of every tribe. Every one, the head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men that will stand with you. So now we're going to get a list of the leaders of each of the 12 tribes. Reuben, of Reuben, in other words, of the tribe of Reuben. Elizur, the son of Shedeur, of Shimeon. Shelumiel, son of Zerushaddai, of Judah. Nachshon, the son of Amminadab, of Issachar. Nataniel, son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon, of the children of Joseph. Now remember, Joseph had two sons. First, of Ephraim, you got Elishama, son of Amihud, and of Manasseh, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai, of Asher, Pagiel, son of Ochran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahiro, son of Enan. These, it says, were the elect of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers. They were the heads of the thousands in Israel. Now, what we're going to see here in a second, we're going to get an accounting of each of those thousands. Moshe and Aaron took these men that are pointed out by name. And they assembled Kol Edat, all of the congregation together, on the first day of the second month. They declared their pedigrees and their families by their fathers' houses according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward by their poll. So basically, they're going to all make sure everybody knows who they are. As Yahuwah commanded Moshe, so did he number them in the wilderness of Sinai, Bamidbar Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, by the polls, every male from 20 years old and upward. Now, that phrase we're going to see repeated a bunch of times, so I'll read it a couple times, then we'll cut to the chase here. But I do encourage folks to remember, there are always interesting reasons why Scripture repeats entire phrases, and I think this one is to some extent probably clear. There may be some other reasons that aren't obvious, but eventually we may understand them. As a nerdy engineer, I sometimes look at this and say, isn't it kind of fascinating that there is a there's enough redundancy that when I see redundancy, I tend to think information theory and coding and all that kind of jazz. And I know that one of the things that's unique about Torah is it is one of the most reliably copied. And everything about it just screams data integrity, documents, especially ancient documents, ever. So we're going to see this phrase repeated. That's part of that. But there are other reasons, too, because these folks are all going to have this similar characteristic. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, here we go, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those that were numbered thereof, according to the number of their names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, there it is, same exact paragraph, those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, their generations, by their families, right, we get the picture, all of those 20 years old and up, able to go to war, those that were numbered of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, their generations, by their families, fathers' houses, according to names, 20 years old and up to go to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Judah were 314,000. So that's 74,600. That's a big tribe. Of the children of Israel, of Issachar, rather, their generations, by their families, all that were 20 years old and older, able to go to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. Of Zebulun, same paragraph, able to go to war. Those numbered of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph. Now, we're going to get the break here. Remember, there's two of them again. Of the children of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their father's houses. Notice that for both of the sons of Joseph, we get the full paragraph. 20 years old enough, able to go to war. Those that were numbered of them, first of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500, and then Manasseh, their generations by their families, same paragraph, able to go to war. Those that were numbered of them, of the tribe of Manasseh, 32,200. When it comes to Benjamin, same paragraph, all those 20 years old and up, able to go to war. Those that were numbered of Benjamin, 35,400. Dan, same paragraph, all that were numbered, according to the 20 years old and up to go to war of Dan, were 62,700. Asher, by the generations, families, fathers, houses, able to go to war. Those that were numbered of the tribe of Asher, 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, same paragraph. Again, their generations, their families, fathers, houses, numbers of the names, 20 and up, all able to go to war. Those that were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. And then we get to this verse 44. Those that were numbered, these are they, which Moshe and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel being 12 men, they were each one for his father's house. So we get the 12 tribes, the divisions. These are the princes, each of their father's house. All of those that were numbered of the B'nai Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and upward, all that were men able to go to war in Israel were, here's the drum roll and the total. Now, this is an important number. This is a number that appears a number of times, and I think it's essentially at the heart of the chapter, so I'm going to suggest it's really important, probably worth committing to memory even, because it's, there's a lot of reasons for it. One, it's another one of these checks, lets us see whether or not all the pieces, where all the elements, do they add up? Does the checksum compute? If so, then we know that the text is correct and we've got all the pieces, parts right. But also, 603,550 men able to go to war, 20 years old and up. What does that tell you? Well, you got children, not counted. You got lots of women, not counted. You got some older folks, too. Doesn't specify here. Later on, we're going to see there's an upper limit where you don't go to war. But in any case, there are obviously lots more folks. So most scholars, sages, put the number of people total Not just the 603,550 able to go to war, but the total, somewhere between 2 and 3 million people. This was a huge assembly there, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Oh yeah, and let's not forget, the next verse tells us, there were Levites among them too. Remember the tribe of Levi? They do not go to war. They are not counted here. We're going to get a separate counting for them in just a minute. The Levites, tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among those. So, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, "How be it? The tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor shall you take the sum of them among the B'nai Israel, but appoint you the Levites over the tabernacle, the Mishkan, of the testimony, over all the furniture thereof, everything that belongs to it. They will bear the tabernacle, the furniture, and they will minister unto it, and they shall encamp round about the tabernacle." So we're going to get a description here of how the camp is going to be laid out when they move, and how they're going to move too later. But when the tabernacle is set up and the camps are laid out, it is the Levites that are immediately around the tabernacle itself. Now, when the tabernacle sets forward, the Levites shall take it down. When it's to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. The common man that draws nigh shall be put to death. So stay well away from it. Children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man with his own camp, every man with his own standard, according to their hosts, so by their tribes. Levites, though, shall pitch around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the B'nai Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. And it says, this is the end of the chapter, thus did the B'nai Israel, according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe, so did they. Now, then it says, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and unto Aaron, so here's the chapter break. The children of Israel shall pitch by their father's houses, every man with his own standard. So they have a banner, basically, that is going to show folks, here's where you need to go. According to their ensigns, a good way off shall they pitch round about the tent of meeting. So there's going to be some space in there. Levites are closest. And then the first of the standards will be set up. And we're going to see, essentially on the compass rose headings, northeast, south, and west, we're going to have the camps moving from the center outward in each of those four cardinal directions. Now, those that pitch on the east side toward the sunrise will be they of the standard of the camp of Judah. So Judah first to the east, according to their host. Prince of the children of Judah is Nachshon, son of Amminadab, and his host. Those that were numbered to them, here's the number again, 74,600. Those that pitch next to him, so here is the ordering of these three tribes. So we can picture kind of a cross that has three tribes on each of the four compass headings. Next to him is Issachar. Prince of the children of Issachar is Netanyel, son of Zuar. His host, numbered among them, 54,400. And then Zebulun, prince of the children of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon, and of his host, those that were numbered, 57,400. All that were numbered to the camp of Judah, and now we're going to get the three, so here's another cross check. The three of them would be 186,400. 186,400, according to their host, and when things move out, they shall set forth first. On the south side, you have the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their host, Reuben's prince, Elisur, son of Shedeur, and his host, those that were numbered there, 46,500. Next to him is Simeon, and in this case, that's Shelumiel, son of Zurushaddai, and his host, those that were numbered there, 59,300. Then Gad, prince of the children of Gad, is Eliasaph, the son of Reuel, and his host, those that were numbered from Gad, 46,650. All that were numbered this time of the camp of Reuben, or 151,450, according to their hosts, and they were to set forth second. So we start on the east, and we move to the south. Then the tent of meeting with the camp of the Levites shall set forth in the midst of the camps. So right, we have the first two camps, east and south. Then the tabernacle itself, all the Levites go next. They set forward every man in his place by their standards. Now the west side, there, the camp of Ephraim, according to their host, prince of the children of Ephraim, is Elishama, son of Amihud, and his host, those that were numbered, 40,500. Next to him, Manasseh, of course. Prince of the children of Manasseh is Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, and his host, 32,200. Finally, Benjamin, prince of the children of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni, and his host, and the number of Benjamin was 35,400. All that were numbered now, we're going to get the sum of the camp of Ephraim, 108,000. and 100, according to their host. They will set forth number 3 after the Levites. On the north side, finally, is the standard of the camp of Dan, according to their host. Prince of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, his host, no numbers there, were 62,700. Those that pitched next to him is the tribe of Asher, and their prince, Pagiel, son of Ochran, and his host, the number there, 41,500. Finally, Naphtali, prince of the tribe of Naphtali, Ahira, son of Enan, and his host, and the number here, 53,400. Add them all up. Those that were numbered of the camp of Dan is 157,600. And they bring up the rear. They set forth last. These, it says, are they that are numbered of the B'nai Israel by their fathers' houses. All that were numbered of the camps, according to their host, and here's the number we've gotten used to, we've seen it before now, were 603,550. Notice, too, that later on we're going to get different counts at different points in history, and we'll see which camps get bigger and smaller and what happens to the total number of people, Bamidbar as well. The Levites, though, remember, they are not numbered among the B'nai Israel, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe, and it says, thus did the B'nai Israel, according to all the Yahuwah commanded Moshe, they pitched according to their standards, so they set forward, each one according to his families, and each according to his father's houses. Now, these, it says in the next chapter, are the generations of Aaron and Moshe in the day that Yahuwah spoke with Moshe in Mount Sinai. These are the names, first, of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Okay, these are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests that were anointed when he was consecrated to minister in the office of Cohen. And, as you recall, Nadab and Abihu died before Yahuwah when they offered strange fire before Yahuwah. Bamidbar Sinai, they didn't have any children, and Eleazar and Ithamar then ministered in the office of Cohen in the presence of Aaron their father. Now, at this point it says, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, bring the tribe of Levi near, set them before Aaron the priest, that they minister unto him, and they shall keep his charge, the whole charge of the congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all of the furniture of the tent of meeting, and charge the B'nai Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. You'll give the Levites unto Aaron and his sons. They are wholly given unto him from the B'nai Israel. So we're going to see that they are set apart in a different way, and there's some numbers involved here too. You shall appoint Aaron and his sons that they may keep the priesthood, they're the Kohanim, and the common man that draws nigh shall be put to death. So he's serious about his Kohanim. Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, and I, behold, have taken the Levites from among the B'nai Israel. So he has taken the children of Israel, and he has removed the Levites from among them. And this is an interesting phrase. Instead of every firstborn that opens the womb among the B'nai Israel, the Levites shall be mine. So let's pause there, because that word is a word that I've always thought was kind of fascinating, takat. Okay, and it means instead of or in place of. Now, if you remember, when we see things that people get all bent out of shape about, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and they say, oh, that's nasty Old Testament justice. Well, it really is takat. Ayin takat ayin, an eye in place of or instead of or to replace an eye. So essentially, this is where the idea of measure for measure comes from, and of substitution. So what he's going to do here is to say, I'm taking the Levites, the substitution of those that opened the womb among the B'nai Israel. They are mine. Now, all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all of the firstborn in Israel, both of man and of beast. Mine they shall be, ani Yahuwah. But now he needs, or is going to take the Levites to do some special work. Now, Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, and he said, number, count, the children of Levi by their father's houses, from their families, every male from, this time it's not 20, they're not going to go to war, it's from a month old and upward, shall you number them. So Moshe did, he numbered them, according to the word of Yahuwah, as he was commanded. And here you go, these are the sons of Levi by their names. We got Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families. First, Libni and Shimei, sons of Kohath by their families. Amram and Itzar, Hebron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites, according to their fathers' houses. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites and of the Shemites. These are the family of the Gershonites. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, a month old and upward, those that were numbered, 7,500. So notice, we're talking about a fraction of one of the tribes, so the numbers are, of course, smaller. Families of the Gershonites, they were to pitch the tent, and they're to pitch behind the tabernacle to the west. So just as we see that the other tribes have a position around the tabernacle, likewise the various sub-tribes of Levites, Gershonites on the west. The prince in his father's house of the Gershonites, Eliasaph, the son of Lael, and the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, the tent. So what are they going to do? They get the tabernacle itself, the tent, the covering, the screen for the door of the meeting, all the hangings in the court, the screen for the court, which is by the tabernacle, and the altar round about, cords, and whatsoever pertains to the service of all of that. So they're going to handle all of the physical plant, if you will, the coverings and the materials and the cords. Kohath, that was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, the family of the Hebronites, and of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males, month old and upward, there are, in this case, 8,600 of them. They are keepers of the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath were to pitch on the side of the tabernacle to the south. So, the prince of their father's houses of the Kohathites, first, Eliezaphan, son of Uziel, and their charge is the ark, the table, the menorah, the altars, the vessels of the sanctuary, the things that the priests, the Kohanim, used to minister, and the screen, all that pertains to the service thereof. So basically, they're taking the stuff that's on the inside. Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, is prince of the princes of the Levites, has oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari, you got the family, of course, of the Mahlites and the Mushites. Those that were numbered of the family of Merari, according to the number of all the males, month old and up, 6,200. Prince of the father's house of Merari is Zuriel, son of Abihail. They were to pitch on the side of the tabernacle to the north. And the appointed charge of those sons, Merari, they got the boards, the bars, the pillars thereof. These are the heavy stuff, it sounds like. And the sockets, all the instruments thereof, anything that pertains to the service of that. And the pillars of the court round about, their sockets, pins, and the cords. And those that were to pitch before the tabernacle to the east, okay, to the east, and you can guess what this is going to be, before the tent of meeting towards the sunrise, we got Moshe and Aaron and his sons. They keep charge of the sanctuary, charge of the children of Israel. Common man that drew nigh was to be put to death. And all that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moshe and Aaron numbered at the commandment of Yehovah by their families, males, month old and upward, were 22,000. Now, at this point it says, Yehoshua said to Moshe, number all of the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. So again, it's an individual thing. You'll take the Levites for me, and even Yehoshua, and here it is again, tachat, in place of, instead of the firstborn from among the B'nai Israel. And the cattle of the Levites instead of the firstlings of all the cattle of the B'nai Israel. So Moshe numbered, as Yehoshua commanded him, all the firstborn among the B'nai Israel. Now that number, all the firstborn males, according to the number of names, month old and up, those were numbered. Ready? We got 22,273. This time we're going to get one more significant figure, it sounds like. 22,273. Now let's see, we just said we had 22,000 Levites, right? So they're approximately equal, but not identical. So we got 22,273 firstborn and 22,000 Levites. So there's some left over. Take the Levites, tachat, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, the cattle, instead of the cattle of the first of the children of Israel. The Levites are mine, even Yehoshua. And as for the redemption of that excess, 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, over and above the number of Levites, well, going to take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, so this will be silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary, you take it, a shekel, 20 gerahs. You give that money, what remains, over them that are redeemed unto Aaron and his sons. So Moshe took the redemption money from them that were over and above them, redeemed by the Levites from the firstborn of Israel. He took the money, 1,365 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. He gave that money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of Yehoshua. Here it is again, as Yehoshua commanded Moshe. And the final chapter here in the Torah portion is going to talk about the specifics of the service of the Levites. So Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and unto Aaron, and he said, Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi by their families, fathers' houses. Now this time it's from 30 years old and upward, up to 50, that enter upon the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. So it's not going to be the youngsters. It's going to be those between 30 and 50 that are going to do the actual heavy lifting, if you will, the heavy work. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting, in the Mishkan, having to do with the most holy things, the Kodesh Kodeshim. When the camp goes forward, Aaron goes in and his sons, they take down the veil of the screen, they cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. So they go in, they cover the Ark of the Testimony. They put a covering on it of sealskin, spread over it a cloth all of blue. They set the staves, and upon the table of showbread, they spread a cloth of blue, put the dishes, the pans, bowls, the jars, everything that they need to pour out, and the continual bread shall remain thereon. So basically what's happening is we have the sons of Kohath going to move the stuff, but it's Aaron and his sons going to take care of getting it ready. They shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a sealskin, set the staves thereof. So what we're going to see here is even though the sons of Kohath are going to move this stuff there, they're going to tote it, they don't get to see it. They shall take a cloth of blue, cover the menorah. It's light. It's lamps, tongs, snuff dishes, all the vessels, the things they used to minister, put it and all the vessels within a covering of sealskin, set it on a bar. Upon the golden altar, they spread a cloth of blue, covering it with a sealskin, the staves. Take all the vessels of the ministry, things that they used in the sanctuary, put on them, yep, a cloth of blue, cover them with the sealskin, put them on a bar. Take away the ashes from the altar, spread a purple cloth there too. Put all the vessels on it, things that they used to minister, fire pans, flesh hooks, shovels, basins, vessels. Spread upon it a covering of, yep, sealskin, and set the staves thereof. So, when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering up all of the holy furniture and all the holy vessels, the camp is set to go forward. After that, now the sons of Kohath shall come in and bear them. But they are not to touch the holy things, lest they die. These things are the burdens of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting. So kind of fascinating. They can lift them, but they cover them, and then they lift them in the coverings. If they touch them directly, they die. Charge of Eleazar the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be the oil for the light, the sweet incense, continual meal offerings, anointing oil. He has charge of the tabernacle, all that's in it, whether it's the sanctuary or the furniture. Now then Yahuwah, it says, spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, and he says, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but thus do to them, that they may live and not die. When they approach the most holy things, the Kodesh Kodeshim, Aaron and his sons go in first and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden. But they shall not go in to see the holy things as they're being covered, lest they die. So this is where the Torah portion ends, and it's a reminder that even though they have the duty to bear these things, and I guess this may even be part of the frustration that we see coming up a bit later on, they are not allowed to see them. They carry them, but they cannot see them, lest they die.